מסכת קינים פרק ב' משנה ה. משנה says, חטאת מכאן ועולה מכאן וסתומה באמצע. If a person had a חטאת bird on his right side, an עולה bird on his left side, they were already designated. And in between them, he had an undesignated pair in the middle, between the חטאת and the עולה. פרח מן האמצע לצדדים. If the two birds flew out from the middle, this undesignated group, and they went to the sides, אחד הלך ואחד הלך. One undesignated bird flew to the right of the חטאת, and one undesignated bird flew to the left of the עולה. We don't know which birds on the right side are which, and which birds on the left side are which, but we definitely know both of them, one of them is a חטאת, one of them is an עולה, and then next to them are both two undesignated animals, or birds. We say, לא הפסיד כלום, he didn't lose anything. All the birds could still be offered. אלא יומר, זה שהלך אצל חטאות חטאת, וזה שהלך אצל עולות עולה. What he simply has to say is the undesignated bird that went to the חטאת is being offered as a חטאת, and the undesignated bird that went to the עולה is being offered as an עולה. חזר לאמצע, but if a bird from each side now came back to the middle. So now that the middle birds may contain a designated חטאת or עולה, or maybe one of those undesignated birds, we don't know. האמצעים ימותו, those in the middle have to be left to die, like any time a חטאת or an עולה gets mixed up. And those that are on the side, אלו יקרבו חטאות, ואלו יקרבו עולות. The ones on the right side should be left as a חטאת, and those on the left side should be left as an עולה. Since we definitely know those are Ola, or and the ones a hatat left and right, they could still be offered, but the ones in the middle, they both got mixed up with each other. One came from the right, one came from the left, and they landed in the middle. We don't know what's what. There's a possibility that they're an ola or a hatat, and therefore, like any other case, we wouldn't offer them. Hazar o sheparach min ha'emsa la'sedadin hare kulan yamutu. If a bird then flew from the middle, those cases of which we don't know what they are, and they went to the sides. So the sides now may contain a mixture of a hatat or an ola. We don't know. All of them have to be left to die, like any other possible mixture of a hatat or an ola. Now we'll go to a new topic. We've been talking about a mix of a hatat and an ola of undesignated birds. Now we'll talk about different species of birds being paired together. We could only bring a tor or beneyona, a dove or a pigeon, as a bird offering. Mishnah says, "En mevi'in torin keneged beneyona velo beneyona keneged torin." You're not allowed to bring doves to be paired with pigeons, or pigeons to be paired together with doves. Even though both are fit to be offered, they could only be offered as a pair separately, but they can't be combined into one. A person who's obligated to bring birds has to bring a hatat and an ola from either a dove or pigeons, but you can't combine the two. Ketzad. What's a application of this rule? Ha'isha she'viya hatata tor ve'olata benyona tichbo v'tavi olata tor. If a woman brought a dove as a hatat and a pigeon as an ola, she didn't fulfill her obligation because they're not from the same species. So what should she do? Does she now bring a second dove as an ola, or does she bring a second pigeon as a hatat? Says the Mishnah, she should repeat and bring a dove as her ola. The hatat that she brought establishes what species she's going to bring, not the ola that she brought. The hatat was a dove, and therefore that's the primary establishment of what she has to bring for her obligation. So she has to bring another dove to count as the ola. But what happens here? Ola ta tor v'hatata b'neyona, tichvo v'tavi ola ta b'neyona. Same thing over here. If she brings a dove as her ola first, and then she brings the pigeon as her hatat, she has to bring a pigeon as an ola. Even though over here in this case, the ola that was a dove was brought first, the fact that she brought a hatat as the pigeon afterwards establishes that her obligation is only going to be fulfilled through a pigeon, because the hatat is what establishes the korban. So she has to bring a ola pigeon in order to complete the obligation. But Ben Azai disagrees. Ben Azai omer holchin ahar harishon, says Ben Azai, it's not the hatat establishes what species she's going to bring to fulfill her obligation. Rather, it's what's the first bird that she brought, even if it was an ola. So if she brought her hatat first from one species, Good, yeah, that the hatat establishes her obligation, and she has to bring in olah from that same species. But if she brought her olah first from one species, she has to then bring her hatat to match that species, even though she brought a hatat afterwards already from a different species. So that's how it works. So if she brought the olah first from one species, she has to complete her obligation by bringing a hatat from that same species that she brought the olah, even though she brought a separate hatat afterwards, because it's the olah here. It's the first korban that's being offered that establishes her obligation. Ha'isha sheviya hatata umeta. Yaviha hayorshin olata. A woman who was obligated to bring a pair of birds, she brought a bird hatat, and then she died before bringing the olah, her inheritors could bring in olah for her, because there's nothing wrong with with someone else bringing a person's olah after they died. And olah is considered to be a gift to Hashem, and therefore someone could bring it on their behalf after they pass away. But olata umeta lo yaviu hayorshin hatata. But if she brought only an olah and then died before bringing the hatat, her inheritors do not bring her a hatat, because you're not allowed to offer a hatat on behalf of somebody else after they died. A hatat is an atonement. An atonement cannot be made after a person passed away.